The language of the Mishnah, Boitkin es hachametz, we check the chametz. Do we check the chametz? We're Boitkin es habayis, we check the house, if there is any chametz. Who checks the chametz? I once saw a beautiful marshal, one of the Balei Musa, tell the story. There was a poor man in Europe, and he went to visit. They had a fair, you know, where they sold all the latest inventions, the latest gadgets, and they were showing all sorts of new electronic appliances, but everything needed to have a plug. In the little village where he lived, there was still no electricity. So he said, what can I take home here? Something interesting that they've never seen in my village before. So he told me, you know what? Here we have a flashlight. Works on batteries. You don't have to plug it in. And you could take this home. You don't have to light a candle anymore. You just press the flashlight and it shines a light. And he was so excited about it. And then on his way home, he passes a building and he sees everybody standing outside waiting on line to go in. He asks, what's going on over here? He says, well, here's a place where people get together and they put a big screen and people come and they watch a film, people coming and going and talking. He never saw such a thing. He went inside, sees her sitting in a dark room, and there on the wall, actually it looks like people, they're moving and they're talking. He never saw such a thing in his life, and he was so amazed by it. He says, you know, why are we all sitting in the dark? So he took his flashlight and he starts shining it on the screen. Everybody says, turn off the lights, totally making it. As soon as you put on the light, it goes away. Some things in this world seem real until you shine a light on it, you see that there's nothing really there. Chametz are all the things in the world that we think are so important, that we think are so meaningful. But it's only if we let the Yetzer Hara put us into darkness. So we sit in darkness and we imagine everything the world is telling us is important and meaningful. If you take the or of Torah, Torah mitzvot, and you shine it on it, and you get a whole new perspective, and we see suddenly what's really important in this world, what's nitzchiyut, what is eternal, and what is just temporary. And the light gives us the vision and the understanding not to be taken in by the darkness and the foolishness of the world, but instead to see something and to see the world in its true light. Botkines hachametz, we avoiding not the house, we check the chametz that's in the world to see what's real and what's not. So we're approaching an extraordinary time, the Leil HaSeder, the night when every one of us has to sit at the head of the table and has to transmit the Masorah, has to give over our tradition that we received from previous generations. The reason that we are here, the reason that we believe, and the reason that the Jewish people are still a nation, is because of the night of the Seder. Because every year, in the blast, between now and Yitziat Mitzrayim, there are about 80 generations. Fathers sat down with their children and told them what they heard from their father. They heard from their fathers. Was given over, ish mi pi, ish mi peh el peh. And now it is our turn to pass on, to extend the chain, and pass and transmit on this Messiah to the future generations. So we have a very important job, and it's not an easy job, to be able to give over and to be able to see and relive the Yitziat Mitzrayim, the exodus from the land of Mitzrayim. And the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that this is not just a physical exodus from Mitzrayim. It's also a spiritual one. Everybody is in his own Mitzrayim. We are all in different prisons. Some of us Taiva, some of us Gaiva, some of us Kina. Maybe some of us are in a fight with somebody else, we're in a machloket, or we resent someone, we're jealous of someone, we're competing with someone, and it doesn't let us move on, and we become spiritually in exile, in prison. And we can't function properly. And in the Sefer Beis Aharon it says that in the night of Pesach, every Jew has the ability to go out. Mikol haklipot. The klipot are the powers of Tumah that control us. And don't let us be free. Don't let us be who we really want to be. The Chasam Sofer writes, it's mikubal, we have it as a tradition from previous generations, that on the night of Pesach, even the simplest Jew, His neshama, his soul, experiences Yitzias Mitzrayim Mamish. And his lashon is Oz Azai Shefa Aleki Oleinu Kimoi BiYitzias Mitzrayim. The Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upon us exactly like the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We may not feel it because our neshamas are covered with a lot of goof, with a lot of physical worldliness, so we're not so in touch with our neshamas. But it's all there. It's happening. Just because it's covered, you know, I always say our neshama, it's like, you know, imagine like a light bulb, and you put it shines very bright, so you put a lampshade over it, you can still see the light. But it's too light, you take a cover and put it over. You can still see the light through the cover. Take another cover, a little bit of light, another cover, you don't see anything. But if you touch it, it's still warm. Right? Take another cover, and before you know it, you don't see any light, you don't feel any warmth. But underneath all that covering is the very same light bulb it always was. It's just shining just as bright, just too many coverings on it. Over the years, we've been in Golus for so many years, so our magnificent, beautiful neshamas get covered and covered. It's very difficult. The big tzaddik, you see the light, something you feel a little bit of warmth. But we are very late in latest stages of the Golus, but it doesn't mean that our neshama is not shining as bright as it always did. And that neshama, that magnificent or, that feels Yitzias Mitzrayim, that feels us being released from the imprisonment of Mitzrayim. And we return spiritually to that level that we had at that moment. Now, what was the level we had at the moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim? We've had many exalted moments in our history. You know, we had Kabbalat HaTorah, we built the Beit HaMikdash, we had many things that we accomplished. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He wants to remember us, when He talks about us with great longing, there's a pasuk. Koyomar Hashem zocharti loch chesed neuraich ahavas kiluloisayich lechteich achrai bamidbor be'eretz loizarua. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose love for us is boundless, endless, when He longs, He says, I want to remember my children where they were at their most beautiful. He remembers that moment where we stood outside of the gates of Mitzrayim. We left Egypt, was smoking ruins, and there we were, ready to follow Him anywhere into the Midbar, with total emunah pshuta. Be'eretz lo zera'ah lechtech achrai bamidbar. And thousands of years later, when on Rosh Hashanah, when we are terrified of the Yom HaDin, and we want to be Mo'ire Rachmim, we come and we say the very same verse, the same posik, Zocharti lo chesena, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can never forget how magnificent, how beautiful you looked when you came out of Mitzrayim and you trusted in me, and you followed me wherever I said you would, I would tell you to go. That moment I can never forget. Abner Boinshlam's Kaviyochel is his mind, Kaviyochel, speaking in a martial sense. Can never forget that. And that is the level that we reach. Our neshamas go back to that matzav. And that's why it's such an extraordinary night. The Chidor says that a person should be careful not to speak any dvarim b'teilim. Because how could you speak Dvarim B'Teilim? You speak only Divrei Torah, Divrei Kedusha, you say over the Sipur of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not easy, you know, we just learned the Parshiyot of Tazria Mitzrayim, all about Tzaras. Tzaras comes to which chet? For Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, if we are careful, we cleanse our mouths. We have to use our mouths soon. Our mouth is like a klisharis. We have to give over Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. We need to have a clean mouth. So in the weeks before this year, it worked out that in the 2 weeks before the Leil HaSeder, we go through these parashiyos. Wouldn't it be proper and sensible for us to try from today until that magnificent time where we'll be sitting at the head of the table to keep our mouths clean, not to speak bad about any other Jew, only to speak good, to speak words of Torah, of chizuk, of friendliness, of warmth, of chizuk to one another, in order to prepare ourselves for this wondrous moment when we are going to say the sipur, the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the Svarim tell us that Pesach is an interesting time. It's very actual. It's very lema'aseh. We do things. We don't just... It's not just in the mind, not just saying. We actually, every single thing that happened, we have remozim. We everything is a zeiche for the dam, for the tears, for the work, for the bricks. We do things. We show actual maaseh. By us, I don't know, there's different minhagim. I don't know, everybody has different customs. Thus we have the minhag that when we take the afikoyman, we throw it over the shoulder, and the head of the table that walks around the table, and all the children follow him, and they say, Kocha yotza avoseinim imitzrayim, mesharoysam tzuris v'sam loysam al shichmam, and we actually reenact the yitzias mitzrayim. The Sefer Shem Yishmuel brings something extraordinary. He says, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that every koyach bitumah, there's a koyach keneged Bikdusha. What is paroi bikdusha? So the Zohar HaKadosh says a lashon. In kedusha, paroi means that all of the light, the hidden light in the world, becomes revealed. Even the most covered lights that are hidden the whole year become opened and clear for everyone to see. Because bitumah, what was paroi? Paroi was tumah, open tumah, not a hidden tumah. Ervata Aretz, it was the lowest, the most immoral of all societies. Chazal tell us there was never a land in the world that was so steeped in immorality and decadence, in Pritzut, like there was in Eretz Mitzrayim, which is called Ervata Aretz. It was an open Ra. The evil wasn't hidden. And therefore the way to counteract an open evil is with open kedusha, with hislavut, with koach, with everything that we can put into it. You know, 100 years ago, the Yetzirah didn't come to us open. He came to us with all different types of... He would come to a yeshiva bocher, and he would tell him, you know, don't learn Torah, become a communist. Become a communist. He came to him, didn't tell him to do something bad. You'll save the world. You'll bring social justice to the world. The rich people will share their money with the poor. And you'll be a whole, we'll live in a communist utopia. Become a socialist. You'll change the world. And there were boys from wealthy families who renounced all of their worldly possessions. They made hefka, everything they have. They're going to change the world. And underneath, what was it all? It was all of Avodah Zarah. It was all to take them away from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But the Yetzer Hara came in a hidden way. Today, it doesn't come like that anymore. He doesn't say, fix the world. Doesn't say, become an ideal. He says, here are the lowest aveirot. I want you to sin. I want to bring you down into the worst thing. He comes openly. He says exactly what he wants. Nobody is in changing the world anymore. You don't have to tell him to change the world. Tell him, just come and sin and he'll follow. So in a time like this, the mitzvot masiyot, achilas matzah, tachsim soifreis, you know, we have one mitzvah of achila do'eraisa b'zman hazeh. In the times of Beis Hamidrash, there was karbonis. Nothing, there's the only one time, even eating on Shabbos, eating in the sukkah is not the eating, it's just having a sudah. But to eat matzah, the only mitzvah aseh mido'eraisa that a person has, to eat the morah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, to tell Yitzias Mitzrayim, to sing halal, to drink dalet koises. All of these things build our redemption, take us out of the hands of the Yetzirah and change us, and we can change. The Alexander Rebbe, years ago in Europe, once came into the Seder and he said, anybody who doesn't believe that on the Seder night a Rosh Gomer could turn himself into a Tzadik Gomer is an apikoyres a koifer b'ik. If you don't believe that the Seder night can change you, because that's exactly what happened by Yitziat Mitzrayim. We say, Tchilo lemikroi kodesh, zeiche litzias Mitzrayim. So the Rav Shitzer said once, Tchilo lemikroi kodesh. Somebody wants to start a life of Kedusha. He wants to make himself better. What's the first thing he's got to do? You know, when a person wants to make himself better, what happens? The Yetzirah says, oh yeah, you're going to be a big tzaddik. And what did you do yesterday? And where were you last week? And what did you say? And what did you hear? And what did you see? And suddenly you're going to become the big tzaddik. He starts reminding the person of all the things that are wrong in his past. So you know what the answer is? Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. He said, you know where we were a minute before? Zocharti lo chesed nurayach. A minute before that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never forget us forever. You know where we were 60 seconds before? In Mem Tesh Sharei Tuma, about to fall into the Shar HaNun, and it says, had we stayed one more second in Mitzrayim, we would have fallen into the Shar HaNun, and we would have been lost there forever. We were at the lowest matzav ever. And from there, we went out and we went to Zacharti lo chesed nureich ahavas kelulo yisayich. Zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. When a person, tchila le mikrayi kodesh, you want to become kodesh, you want to change, remember. Remember what happened by yitzias mitzrayim. How much siyata d'shmaya, how much help there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us to get out of the prison of our Yetzirah. And to bring us to Kedusha, to bring us to a level that it says on the night of the Seder, the Malachim are jealous of us. They're jealous of us. They can't believe the level that Klal Yisrael reaches. Now we know in the Yontav of Pesach is divided into two parts. This the first 6 days and the Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach is a new day of Yontav. And that is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. And there were two levels of the Gula. There was going out of Mitzrayim, and there was Shvi Shel Pesach. Tonight, Shir Le'ilu Nishmas Chaya Frachanas Bas Ramoishu Miriam, who was Niftera on Shvi Shel Pesach. And I want to reflect a little bit on the extraordinary Gula, the second part of the Gula, which was the Geula of Kriyas Yamsuf, and try to understand a little bit. And I want to learn together a piece of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. When Klal Yisrael was standing at the Yam, and Moshe Rabbeinu was crying, and he was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, ma titzak elai? Why do you cry out to me? Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell them, and they should go." Everybody asked the question, what then does a Jew meant to do be'etzara? Shouldn't he call out to Hashem? Shouldn't he be mispalel? Min ha'meitzak karosiko. What is the first thing we're meant to do? And daber el bnei Yisrael v'yiso. What do you mean run? Where should they go? Into the Yam? We need a Yeshua. What do you mean we should run? What should they jump into the water? What was expected of them? Listen to the words of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, because they are so fundamental. And if we understand this, it can bring such a change, such a deep influence into how we serve Hashem. He quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, Yisrael hoyu nesunim bedin. There was a tremendous midas hadin. And the Satan said, "Halalu oivdei avodah zarah, v'halalu oivdei avodah zarah. Why are they better than the Egyptians?" And Hashem said, "Hein emes, I want to save Klai." So we couldn't say these words if the Orach Chaim HaKadosh wouldn't say it. And I don't know who could say it, but that's what he says. "Ein koyach berachmim letzad maaseyem kiniska." The Midas HaRachamim is not strong enough to save them. So Hashem said, "Ma titzak elai, ki ein hadover toli biyodi." It's not up to me. I can't save them. "Hagam she'ani chofetz asois neis." I want to make a miracle, but since they are not roi mitzad hadin moinas, ein koyach berachmim keneged midas hadin hamoinas. So Hashem said, "Zoi so eitzo hayuutzo." I will give you advice. This is not in my power anymore. "Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yisatzmu be'emuno b'chol libo." They should be strong in emuna with all their hearts. "The Yisu El Hayom Koidim Sheyuchala," they should jump into the water before it splits. "Al Smach Habitachon Ki Ani Es Elohem Neis," with full belief and trust that I will and I can make for them a neis. If they'll do that, that will create the neis. I am not going to make Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael will make Kriyas Yamsuf. How will they do that? If they'll have emunah, they'll have trust in HaKadosh Baruch that He can split the Yam. And that is what created Kriyas Yamsuf. And Tzadik HaRishon was Nachshon ben Aminadav, who jumped in up to his neck. And the Yam didn't split yet. He didn't see the Yeshua until he said, Kibo Mayim Ad Nofesh. Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped into the Yam. You know, sometimes all we have to do is take that first jump. Imagine if Nachshon ben Aminadav wouldn't have jumped into the Yam. So Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed there at the shore of the Yam. Imagine, there would be no Klal Yisrael. A couple of thousand years later, some professor who's writing a thesis on ancient tribes would have made an archaeological dig there somewhere around. He would have discovered their bones, and he would have said, you know, that 3,000 years ago, there was a tribe called the Israelites, and they used to raise sheep, and they had bronze and metal and silver and gold, and they worshipped a certain religion, and they had a leader whose name was Moses, and they were from this period in history till this period in history, and he would get his PhD and put it in some library, would gather dust until the next person would be interested in reading. That would have been the end of class. One person jumped. Nachshon ben Aminadav made it. And there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. There was Nisim. The Yam divided into 12 sections. There were Peirot and diamonds and gold coming out from all the sides. There was a Kabbalah Satoireh. There was Eretz Yisrael. There was Beis HaMikdash. There was Yemois HaMashiach. And there will be a Mashiach. Klal Yisrael, Lenetzach Nitzachim. There were Nevi'im. There were Tanoim, Ameiroim, there was the Rambam, there was the Rishonim, there was the Achroinim, there was the Tzadikim. From one jump. One person jumped and he believed. Sometimes we're afraid to make that kfitza. We look back, Mitzrayim, Nosim, Achareim, who am I? What am I going to do? The Mesilas Yesharim says there are sometimes small little actions that the entire world is changed because of a small little action. And this applies to every single one of us. Our lives could change with one little jump. With a little bit of courage, we make a decision to learn more Torah, to be more careful about the mitzvahs, to be more careful about what we say, what we hear, what we see. To be more careful, bein adam l'chaveiro, how we treat one another. To give more tzedakah, to change our lives, to remember that we're here for a purpose. Not to get caught up in the chametz, in the darkness, and forget that every one of us has a neshama that was sent down with a mission to save the world, to change the world. Or else we wouldn't be here. We need to have the courage to make that jump and to have emunah that we can do it. The tzaddik writes, just like we have to believe in Hashem, we have to believe in ourselves. The same level of emunah. And we think some things are nisim, miracles that can't be accomplished. They thought Kriyas Yamsuf couldn't be accomplished either. That's only because we don't look properly. The Noam Elimelech, once he says in the two psukim, it says, Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael b'toich hayom b'yabosho. Then it says, U'b'nei Yisrael holchu b'yabosho b'toich hayom. It says, first, it says they went into the yam, and then it was yabosho. It says, b'yabosho b'toich hayom. So Noam Elimelech says that first they went into the yam, and it turned into yabosho. Then they realized that all of yabosho and yam is always the same. Now we think, nisim. I had a Rebbe when I was a child used to say, imagine if they came up in the news that in China they discovered trees that grow eggs and chickens that lay oranges. So you know, all the news teams would go down to see this amazing thing, how chickens lay oranges and trees grow eggs. Is it any less of a miracle that trees grow oranges and chicken lays eggs? It's just as amazing. Just that we're used to it. We don't realize it's all in there. Some Sefon said an unbelievable thing. Explaining Kriyas Yamsuf. What does it mean that they saw the Yabosha was Yam? Said there was once a king who commissioned an artist, a world famous artist, to draw a picture of the king's horse. And he drew a magnificent picture, a life-size picture of the king's horse. And it was so perfect, that it actually looked like the king's horse. And he set it up outside the gate to the palace.
And people walked by. Nobody paid any attention because they just thought it was a horse there. And it was so sad. Nobody was able to appreciate the paintings. What did he do? He went and he took a razor and he cut a tear into the canvas. Everybody walked by and they said, wow, that's an unbelievable painting. Now they saw it wasn't a horse, it was just a painting. It says, we looked at the yam. Whoever, a yam is water. Of course there's water. There's rivers, there's a Mississippi River, there's the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean. Of course, that's Teva. The Eibishter, the Rebbein Shalom, had to make a cut. He made a split. And suddenly we realize, you know, that's also Nisim. That's also a miracle. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make the miracle that the yam is a yam, he can make the miracle that the yam can split. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give me the power to talk, to move, to see. You know how many miracles there are, and just that my eyes can see. There are 50 billion mini computers on the surface of the eye that collect images and send it back to the brain, where the brain reconstructs these little points. And there's only 50,000 nerves going from the eye to the back of the brain that deciphers all this information. So imagine, you know, trying to call Eretz Yisrael, Erev Yontif, you can't get through, the lines are busy because there's so many people want to call, there's only enough lines. But I'm trying to send 50 billion messages over 50,000 lines. It never gets mixed up. You know, you look at somebody, you see him, you never see the person's nose over here, or you never see his leg coming out of his chest. Maybe the point should get mixed up. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes miracles. So he makes a miracle that my eyes can see and my fingers can move. I don't realize it's a miracle. So I can't have the miracle that I can change who I am. And I can be above my Yetzirah. And I can be different than I thought I always had to be. Of course I can. Everything I do is a miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. You know, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says in by Kriyas Yamsuf, this is the different opinions how it went. One of the Shitas says that the Yam didn't split. There was always the ocean in front of them. As they moved forward, it kept opening up further and further. Sometimes you go and you're trying to change and you just see the wall in front. You don't even see it splitting. But you keep going because you know as you move forward, it's going to split, it's going to open. We split the yam. This wasn't Hashem. He said, I can't do it. But you can do it. Klal Yisrael, if you truly believe, if you truly have emunah and you go into the yam knowing. Oh, there's a story told about Rav Moshe Galanti, who was the Rishon LeZion 300 years ago in Yerushalayim. And there was a drought in Eretz Yisrael. There was no rain for many months. And he made a tzom, a ta'anis, for 3 days. And he told the people on the third day, you should come to shul, but everybody should bring their raincoats and their umbrellas and their boots. And they all came, and the Arab watchman, who said, he was laughing at him, he says, Rabbi, it's boiling hot summer, scorching heat, and they're all walking with their umbrellas. I said, no. And on the final day of the tzom of the tefillah, the clouds filled the sky, and it began to pour rain. And they walk back, they're walking back, all soaking wet. And the Arab guard said, he said, I want to become a Jew. And he was Megaya, and he became the Meshamesh, he became the Gabbai of Rav Moshe Galanti. He had emunah, the yam was going to split. We live in times, you know, we think that something is too difficult. It can't be. We live in times of Nisim. We live in times of Lamala Menateva. There's so much Lamala Menateva going on, we don't even realize it. It's just that Teva is always the same. It's always the same. Lamala Menateva is this one is this way, this one is that way. But if we put it all together, Lamala Menateva, does it make sense? There are some people who are so brilliant, and they're so smart and so capable, they have no Panasa. And there are people who aren't very clever, they aren't very ambitious, and they make millions. Who understands why? They tell a story. They had a class reunion. They gathered together all the boys with the same class 25 years ago. And one of the boys, he was the weakest boy in the class. He never understood anything. He walks in with a chauffeured limousine, and he has three bodyguards, a multimillionaire. And they say to him, Moshe, what happened to you? How did you become so rich? He says, I don't know. I bought suits for $100. I sold them for $200. I didn't care, I only made 1% profit. Whatever it was, I was happy. It's a world of teva. Happens all the time. You know, some of our bachim in yeshiva go around collecting money on Purim. I'll tell you a story, a true story. They're collecting money on Purim for the yeshiva. And they came to a house and the fellow wasn't too interested in giving. He says, you know, I'll tell you what. If you offer them $100, they weren't happy. The boys, you know, was Purim, they were Labor Day. He says, I'll tell you what. Give me back the $100. I have your lottery ticket. I'll make you a deal. Give me the $100. I'll scratch over the lottery ticket. If I win, half goes to yeshiva, half goes to me. Or take the $100. So he said, they're going to gamble. All right, scratch off the lottery ticket. $10,000. True story. They called me 2 o'clock in the morning to tell me this story. I got then we won 10-5. Yeah, he paid up. Don't think that was a big nest that he paid up. That was a real miracle. Happens. Ah, the Eibishter does nisim. I was a few weeks ago, my father is not so well, so he was in Miami. I went to visit him. So there's a shul, mostly elderly people. And I see a young fellow, looks like he learns in Lakewood. A young fellow, surprised to see him, maybe he's visiting also a parent. He says, do you mind, you can come outside after davening, my wife is here, could you say a few words of chizuk to her? That's fine, I come out, a young fellow. His wife is in a wheelchair. And it seems like it's in a not a very healthy state. I said, what happened? I was standing with my father. I said, what happened? Were you in an accident? He says, no, she had a stroke. Young woman, maybe 30 years old. Unusual at that age to have a stroke. The doctor said it was one in a few 100,000 such a story happened. So it was difficult for me to talk, but my father was there, and later on, I felt bad. I didn't have time to spend with him, so I found that his MS. I said, I want to call you later. I gave him the phone. I gave him his phone, and I called him. I want to come over and visit. I went over. I heard his story. It was a terrible story. She, some young woman, she had a baby, and after childbirth, she got a stroke. She wasn't able to talk. She lost her power of speech, and she was paralyzed on one side completely. And the doctor said she'll have to do a lot of work, a lot of therapy. Maybe, the last thing that will come back will be her speech. And she was telling me the story, talking to you like I'm talking right now. Talking to me like I'm talking right now. He said, when this thing happened, I couldn't talk. She had a family, little children, little babies in the house. She couldn't move. She had her friends. They were makabel, what's called a machsom lufi. I heard of the machsom lufi, where a group of people undertake certain hours not to speak a word, any dibur of Isser, not speak a word of Lashon Hara. And they, for a certain amount of days, I heard the story from her herself. They finished the machsom lufi. A half an hour later, she began to speak. It says, and she knows, because you know, she knows people who have the same, she goes together for therapy, and people who have the condition on the side and the way that she has it, the worst thing is the speech. They can't. She's speaking normally. Hashem should send her a complete refuah shleima. That she should be able to bring up her children healthy. But there's a world of miracles. If you have a munana kodesh baruch, and if there's a world of miracles in physical world, there's in spiritual. We can have spiritual miracles. We can lift ourselves up. We can become so much better than who we are. We have to be prepared to make that jump. You mustn't be afraid of a kvitsa. It can change the world. One man jumped into the water. He wasn't afraid. He trusted. And because of that, we're here today. Thanks to one Nachshon Ben Aminodov. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is compared to a leido, to a birth. Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out like a ubor mimei imoy, like a newborn out of the womb of his mother. You know what it means to be born? It means to start life anew, like a newborn baby. A newborn baby has his whole life in front of him. Everything that happens from then on are choices that he makes. You know, what he has in him, he's born with, his natural, his DNA, his genetic makeup is him. But once he's Yotzei La'avir HaOlam, everything is acquired. Now, we sometimes make a lot of big mistakes, we make some wrong choices, we take some wrong directions, and things get into us that are chametz, that don't really belong to us, aren't really part of us. And over the years, we think that that's who we really are. When we go back to the level of before of all that, suddenly we see that all of these things were acquired traits. They're not atzmiut, they're not intrinsic. Pesach night, like it comes with a scrub, with a brush, and brushes all years of gaiva, years of silly self-importance, of jealousy, of fighting, of taivis, of things that we thought we must have, I can't live without it. And suddenly we see things, you know, that was never me. I never needed it. I thought I have to waste so much time on this stupidity and that stupidity, and I don't have time to learn. It was never true in the first place. If I really wanted, I thought I had come to shul, I have to talk by davening. That's just the way I come to shul. Try it for a day, not talk. You'll see, after a week, you can't even imagine that I ever had to do it. Can't even imagine. Person thinks he can't have Shemirat Day 9, walks on the street. That's a person works on it. Heard this one of the big tzaddikim. He said, "Oh, he was an old man. He heard the Shem de Beisar." He says, "A person walks on the street, and there's a riyah asura that one should not see, that a Jew shouldn't look at, and he controls himself from looking. It's like he fasted 60 fasts." So he says, "You know, I'm an old man. I can't fast so much. But when I walk on the street, every time I chap a line, I grab another 60." It was a tzaddik, I think his name was Avnochem Eliyahu Mibriski, was a Kubrina Chassid. He used to tell over a story that he used to go, he was a businessman, he would go to the fair in Leipzig. It was a very famous fair. You know, sometimes these fairs, these events, are not very tzniusdik. And it was a group of Yekeshi, you know what Yekeshi Yidin are? German Jews, who were very proper. You know, different type. He was a Hasidic Shayidin, he was a Yekish Shayidin. And he was very impressed by the way they dealt, and he was very impressed with the Yiras Shemaim, and he decided he wants to stick with them. And he used to spend time with them. It came out they had to be there over Purim. And there was a certain Jew there from this German Jews who impressed him very much. He saw Yiras Shemaim on him. And he sat down with him to the Suda. You know, this fellow, this German Jew, you know, he's going to drink on Purim, we get chick, you know, they're very proper. So, you know, he filled up a glass, you know, Adalawi Yoda, he's going to drink one kaus of yayin, he's going to fill it up and take. So while he wasn't looking, the Chameleo put some whiskey into his cup. And the fellow drank, he wasn't expecting such a shot. And then before you know, he started drinking, it wasn't bad either. So he took another one. Before you know, he was stone drunk. And he asks him, he says, "I want you to tell me, what is the secret of your Yiras Shamayim?" This fellow's business was, he used to sell tachshitei nashim. He used to sell perfume and jewelry for women. He says, "Hashem gave me a parnasah. It's very difficult. Very difficult to be b'kedusha. You know, every night when I go to sleep," he was saying this when he was drunk, he was crying. "You know, you say kriyat shema alamita, you say, biyadcha afkid ruchi. I give you my spirit, I give you my neshama as a pikadon." He says, "It's not a joke. That's really serious. I really do. You really do that." So every night before I go to sleep, and I give my neshama to Hashem, I say, "Ribbono Shel, listen. If you know that tomorrow I'm going to act like a Jew is meant to act, and I'm going to be erlich, and I'm going to be proper, and I'm going to be careful, and I'm going to be a kodosh, you should give me back my neshama tomorrow. But you, Hashem, if you in your infinite wisdom, if you know that tomorrow I'm not going to act the way I should act, please, it's better for me and it's better for you. You should keep my neshama and don't give it back to me." And that's how you went to sleep every night. And that's what you're able to see, Hashrat Kedusha, when Ochmel used to tell the story, he would cry tears just telling over the story. The person thinks he can't improve. He thinks that was acquired. That's not who he is. The Seyd Yisharim brings in the Ishbitzer. He says, on the night of the Seder, he says, "You know what the problem was in Mitzrayim?" He says, "No Eved ever escaped." Thank you very much. "No Eved ever escaped from Mitzrayim." Why? Unbelievable what he says. Because they thought, when you lived in Mitzrayim, You thought you had to have what they had. You thought you couldn't live differently. They had you so convinced there was no life outside of Mitzrayim. There's no other way to live. Says the Ishbitzer, if a person becomes attached to Moisres, to Inyonim of Olam Hazeh, to Tanugim, to luxuries, he becomes so attached, we're all attached to Tanugim. But there are some who become so attached, they cannot imagine that they can live without it. Such a person is over on the lav of Loisoshuv, you must not go back to Mitzrayim. Because to be a person who feels he cannot live without this, we can live without many things that we think we must have. That person is still in Mitzrayim. And by the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Leil HaSeder, he says, we realize that all the things we think we must have, or that we cannot get away from us, or we can't overcome our imagination. It never was true in the first place. These are acquired traits. It's not who I am. It's not what a Jew is. Well, this one told me, that one told me, this advertisement told me, this friend, and I'm looking around and thinking, I have to have this and that and all these things until it got into my head. That's who I am. It's not who I am at all. I'm somebody else. When we reach the level of Zacharti lo chesed nuhurayich, ahavat kilu loisayich, then we can understand that we're being tricked. That it's chometz. You shine the light on it and you see it never was so in the first place. We don't even begin to know ourselves. We don't know what we were designed to be. We have to go back to when we were little babies. To the Leido. Before we got messed up with all the impurities. And that's why the night of Pesach, every adult becomes a baby. So it says, Kan HaBen Shoyel. I said, even if two old people are together, so there's no one to ask the manashtana, so each one asks the other one. Because Leil Pesach, we become like a child. We become like a child before he made all his mistakes. Before all the impurities and all the wrong choices went into him. And we're given a vision of who we really are. You know, Tosfos says, Kriyas Yamsuf, it's interesting, you know, we think Kriyas Yamsuf, they crossed over the Yam, they came out the other side. Tosfos brings a medrash, brings a Yalkut Shemoyne, that's not what happened. It says they went in on one side, they made a U-turn, and came back on the very same side that they were. And in between, the Mitzrayim were drowned. That's what it says in Tosfos. Now we need to understand there's a depth to this. This must have a meaning in Avodah. What does it mean that Kriyas Yamsuf was they went around and came back to the very same place? There's an unbelievable Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara tells the following story. The Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, there was a city, there was a place called the Purgaisa Dyumsis, and Purgaisa was a city where there was the best wine, and Dyumsis was the city where there was the best bathing, the best waters, and they were very mugusham, they were very physical places. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch ikla lohosa. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch went to this place. Imshach basrayu. He was drawn after them. Iaker Talmuda. He forgot all of his learning. Kihoder osa kom lemikre besafri. He wanted to read the Sefer Torah, the pasuk Achoidesh Hazelochem, which tells us the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He, instead of reading the words Achoidesh Hazelochem, he read the words Hacheresh hoyo libom. Couldn't even read three words in a Sefer Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, until they were mespalo for him, the Chachamim mespalo, and he was healed, and he remembered his learning. Unbelievable story. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, the Tana, you know the Mishnah in Ovis, Rabbi Yechon and Metzakeh had five Talmidim. He said if you took them all of Chachma Yisroel on one side of the scale, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch on the other side, hoyo machriya et kulam. He was Kimayon HaMizgaber, the greatest leader of the world of the generation. And he was Imshach Basrayu, till he forgot how to read a pasuk. Let me share with you another Gemara. We should know what Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was. Gemara Masechta Chagiga. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was riding on his donkey, and his Talmud, his disciple, was following him. Omar Loi Rebbe Shoneli Perek Echod B'Masa Merkova. teach me one perek in Kabbalah, Ma'aseh Merkava, what Yecheskel saw, the chariot, the vision of the Kisei HaKavod. Teach me one perek. So he said to him, you know, you're only allowed to teach this to somebody who could understand on his own. So he said, Rebbe, let me say to you something from Ma'aseh HaMerkava. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got off his donkey, he wrapped himself in a talus, and he sat down on a stone. Blaza ben Aruch asked him, Rebbe, why did you go off the donkey? He said, you're going to now darshan Ma'aseh HaMerkava and I should sit on a donkey? Shechina imanu malachi ashores malav, they're going to be the shechina and the malachim, I should sit on a chamor. Miyad posach Rabbi Lozer ben Aruch b'maisa merkava, he began to speak maisa merkava. V'dorash v'yodo eish min hashamayim, fire came down from heaven. V'sivavo kolo ilonoi shebesod, it surrounded all the trees. Poschu kulon v'omru shiro, they all began to say shiro. And a malach called out from the fire, and he said, "Hein, hein, ma'aseh HaMerkava." Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'chnasi, stood up, v'noshke al roshke, he kissed him on his head, and he said, "Listen to a bracha, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blessed are you, Hashem, shenosan ben l'Avram Avinu, that you gave a descendant to Avram Avinu, sheyoidea lohovin velachkor velidroish b'masa merkovo. Ashrecha Avram Avinu. Fortunate are you, Avram Avinu. Fortunate are you, she'alozo ben aroch, yoitze mechalotzecho. Lucky are you, Avram Avinu, you have a descendant like Avalozo ben aroch." So who are we talking about? Avalozo ben aroch. He opens his mouth and fire comes down. Malachim come down. Avalozo ben aroch went to a place and he was imshach basrayu and he could no longer say a pasuk chumash. Now the explanation of this Gemara, the truth is we can't understand it. It probably has to do with Sisrei Torah, because Pederech Poshet we can't understand. What does it mean? But there's maybe one Nakuda we have to take out of this. Rabbi Loza ben Aruch, the Mishnah says in Ovois, was a Mayon HaMizgaber. A Mayon HaMizgaber means a well, a spring, that strengthens itself from within. We know everybody today is looking for new. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chidush, Hischatshu. What does it mean to be new? So most people who don't think that new means anything no one's done before. Right? You'll find a pair of shoes nobody ever wore before. Oh, he runs to buy it. A pair of glasses, the latest car, the latest, anything, the latest. There are people you can convince them to do anything to spend their last penny as long as you tell them no one ever did it before. I always say, if we can convince, hey, want to try an experiment. I get 10 people the next time they make a wedding to have the chassan kala walk down to the chuppah holding a lulav and an esrig. In 2 years, we'll have thousands of people doing it. You heard what they're doing? The latest. Everything is the latest. Because foolish people think that new means what was never tried before. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem is talking about the Levana. The Levana is new. Is there anything older than the moon? Is anything more routine? Every month it's the same thing over. It gets smaller, it gets bigger, it gets smaller, it gets bigger. That's new. That's ancient. And that's what the Torah gives us, the word Chodesh. We call Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh is a month, it's called new. This is new. What do we see from here? We see that new doesn't mean what we think new means. New means going back to the original form. New means renewal. Finding the newness, taking off all the junk until you find what's really there. That's how we have a new gold watch. Ooh, beautiful new. Is that new gold? You ever saw new gold? You ever saw gold when it comes out of the ground? It looks like a clump of mud. You wouldn't pick it up off the street. So is that new or is this? No, the answer is simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put gold into this world, new, sparkling, magnificent gold in its beauty and its glory, but he put it in the ground. And in the ground, it gets full of mud and dirt. You have to take it out, and you clean it, and you polish it, and you scrape it off until it shines and it sparkles, and then it's new. What does it mean, new? It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. To go back to who we're meant to be originally. And for this, we don't have to look outward. There are people who can only find chidush outside of themselves. I want something new, not me, nothing new about me. I'm old. I'll find something here. I'll buy this. I'll have that. I'll hear this. I'll go there. That is new. Mayan HaMizgaber means a Mayan, I find it. He didn't have to go outward to find Chiddush. He had Chiddush within himself. He didn't have to look elsewhere. It was there by me all the time. That's a Mayan HaMizgaber. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was Mayan HaMizgaber. He came to a place where people were always running after new outside of themselves. He lost his madrega and he said, Acheresh o yolibom. He lost the hachodesh hazel ochem. That the chiddush is within you. There's so much more to you that a person doesn't even know about. Most of us live our 120 years never even finding out who we are, because always looking outside ourselves. Yes, we are very interesting. If we would just look inward. There's so much kedusha, there's so much potential within ourselves. And tzaddikim were able to find chiddush in every word of Torah. They didn't have to go outside, they didn't have to close the Gemara to find newness. It was there. It was there. We just lost this year, Rosh Yeshiva, the mirror Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. Shmuel Birnbaum lived his whole life in the Beis Medrash. He never went anywhere. Never had to go anywhere. Even though they say when he was coming, when they came from Shanghai, they came to America over the Pacific Ocean, and it was a sunrise that was so magnificent over the mountains. Everybody was out there looking, and they said, come, Rav Shmuel, come, look. He said, you'll never see such a thing again in your life. He said, no, what I'm seeing now, I'll never see again in my life. And he kept on learning. There's enough here. There's enough in a yontiv, in a Shabbos, in a mitzvah, in Torah, for me to find. Now, I heard a story, somebody was once traveling, if you heard of the Manchester Yeshiva, Rabbi Yudazev Segal, and he was traveling with him on an airplane and there was engine trouble. And they had to make an emergency landing in the middle of the night in a certain military base. It was a very secret base. And when they came, they were surrounded by tanks and jeeps. And of course, everybody was looking out the window. He was looking at his Gemara. It was a very interesting thing. So in the middle, he asked the person sitting next to him, is everything okay? Is everything fine? He said, yeah. He didn't even look out the window. He just kept on doing it. Because as interesting as that was, Mayan HaMizgaber, I find chiddush within myself. You know what happened to us by Kriyas Yamsuf? They went and they came back to the very same place where they began. They didn't have to go to somewhere else. They went and they turned around within themselves. But what a difference between the way they went in and the way they came out. They went in terrified, Vayiru Ma'oi, they were frightened, they saw Yam, they were crying, we're doomed, we're lost, let's go back to Mitzrayim. And by the time they came out, without going anywhere else, Vayaminu Bashem uMoshe Avdoi, the world will never be the same. Without going out of oneself, within, turning within myself, Kimayon HaMizgaber. The Svasena says, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, we left Mitzrayim. But we didn't yet change. By Kriyas Yamsuf, we became different people. Until then, we left Mitzrayim, we came to a new place. We changed by leaving where we were and going somewhere else. By Kriyas Yamsuf, we stood in one place and turned within ourselves and discovered the miracle of Chiddush that there is within every one of us. What a tragedy to go through life and not realize that. To miss that. To always be searching somewhere else. Outside of ourselves when it's so much endless, Ein Sof, infinite within ourselves. Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing new under the world. It's all old. The Yetzirah just comes in different schemes, in different levushim. You want something new? It's in me. It's in myself. Person has to understand, Kimayin HaMizgaber. We are living in extraordinary times. We are living in Ikvisa de Mashiach. We are hoping very soon to be redeemed from our long exile. You know, the Svarim said, or some Sofer says, that in a year, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. It's a special year. It's a year that's destined for Mashiach. He says, this is the way it was the first time Eden went into Eretz Yisrael. This was the way it was by Bria Sa'olam. And this is the way it's going to be when Mashiach comes. That's why we say in this week's Haftarah, Ba'arva L'Hashem, Minchas Yudah V'Rishalayim, Ki Mei Olam U'Chishonim Kad Mayniyat, like it was by Bria Sa'olam, and like it was the first time we came into Eretz Yisrael. The Svarim say, the Gemara says, if we would keep two Shabbosos together, Mashiach would come. So when do we have two Shabbosos together? There are 2 days that besides Shabbos that are called Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos, and Pesach, Mimachas HaShabbos. Yom Kippur cannot come out on a Friday or a Sunday, so it can never be together with Shabbos. You can never have two Shabbos in a row. The Menoyim says this, but Pesach comes out on a Sunday, so you have Shabbos, and again Shabbos. Shtei Shabbosos. And this year we're going to learn Parshas Achrei Mois about Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos Shabbosai. It says that Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yom Kippur. We know the Geula has to be on Pesach. B'nissen Megalu, B'nissen Asimu Ligol. So remember, the Rebbe Nevi says, he can't come on an Erev Yom Kippur because we're Torah B'achanot HaChag. But if an Erev Pesach Shchaliyah is B'Shabbos, then we're not busy. So Eliyahu HaNavi can come. And what pasuk do we learn in the Haftarah? We learn the last words of Nach. This Shabbos. Erev Pesach, we're going to learn, Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Eseliyo HaNovi Lifnei Boi Yoim HaGodol VaHanoiro VeHeishiv Leiv Ovois Albonem VeLeiv Bonem Al Avoisam. The Ostrovtsa writes, if you go look in the Luach, and he was a brilliant mathematical genius, besides being a Goyin and a Tzaddik, says he made a Cheshbon that there are only 3 times in history when Birchat HaChamo could be on Erev Pesach. One was the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The second time was the year of the Nes Purim. The third time, he says, has to be L'Yamay Samashiach. The next time Birchas HaChamo is going to be on Erev Pesach is next year, Tovshin Samach Tes. So if Mashiach has to come on Pesach, the next Erev Pesach will be already L'Yamay Samashiach. We hope, it means it's Mesugel. We're hoping for it. So this may be our very last Pesach. This may be the time that we could be zoiche to see Eliyahu HaNavi. And we have to be mispalo. But we say we become like little children. Kitinok b'loichet. You know, Pesach is the time of Geula. In the physical world, we come into Pesach, we're very tired, we're very exhausted. You know, so tired from cleaning and from working hard. The Noshim Tzidkonios, and they fall asleep at the Seder. They're so weary and so exhausted. And then comes the Geula of Pesach. This year we're given a little bit of a rest. Even a Shabbos to rest. We have koyach. Make sure to use the Shabbos properly. A lot of hours. Got to learn extra on the Shabbos. Sleep a little bit also. Don't waste it. It's a very special day. A little bit of rest before the Geula. You have to dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom. You say, Hashem, we're so tired. Your children are so exhausted. We're exhausted from thousands of years. We're exhausted of going, being expelled from one country to the next. We're exhausted, we're weary, we're tired of being drowned, of being burned, of being tortured. We're exhausted from being gassed. You know, because we still have people walking around with numbers on their arms. We're tired of bombs exploding in buses. Rabbi Einstein was so tired of bombs exploding in marketplaces. Mashcheni achrecha narutza. Bring us his oiris. We're so tired. You know, we say, we you know, in Yiddish, you say kadesh urchat, so there's in the Yiddish taich, you say the tata kim tahaim fin shil, etitun devasa kittel, and mach schnell Kiddush, kidei the kleine kinderlich soll nicht einschlafen. The Shpola Zayde, he once had, his little child was in, he said, by Kaddish say it over, and the kid said, the father comes home from shul, he says Kiddush. He said, why didn't you say the whole thing? He meant to say, when the father comes home from shul, he puts on his white kittel, and he makes quickly, Kiddush, kidei, the little children shouldn't go to sleep. He said, that's all my Rebbe taught me. So he went to the Rebbe, he says, Why didn't you tell him the whole thing? Well, that's not important. The main thing is you make Kiddush. No, you don't understand what we're saying. Think on Pesach night, we come in with like little children. Kana ben Shoyim. Say, the Rebbe Yishtam, you are our Father in heaven. The Father comes home. Put on your white kittel. And make Kiddush quickly so that we shouldn't fall asleep. The little children shouldn't fall asleep in Golas. Because soon we're going to fall asleep. You won't be able to drag us out of bed anymore. We'll be so weary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wake us up. We're all little children. We all become like Shas and Kidei. What does the Chazal say? Everything on Pesach, all the change. What does the Gemara say? Kidei Shelo Yishnu Atinoikis. That the little children shouldn't fall. It means us. We shouldn't fall asleep from the weariness, from the exhaustion of Golas and just give up. Chas v'shalom. Or just settle for who we are and say, this is who I am and I can't change. Which is the most fatal mistake a person can make with his life. That means throwing away my life. What is a person, when he crawls into bed, pulls over the cover, that's me, too bad. Take us out. We'll never be as beautiful as we are now. As we are on the Seder night, that's the most beautiful Klal Yisrael you'll ever see. You'll see us, you'll see us surrounded by our children, our grandchildren, singing your praises, saying Hallel v'Hoidon, giving over Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. And at the end of the Haggadah, you say Chad Gadyo. So the Svarim say many different pshatim. Why say Chad Gadyo? So on the Svarim it says that's a lachash keneged ayin hara, because the Malochim are so jealous of us, they can't believe what level we reach, so they can give us an ayin hara. So you say Chad Gadyo, it's like a lachash. That you say to take away the ayin hara. Hashem, a more beautiful Klal Yisrael like you'll have, you're not going to have. Mashcheini achrecha nerutza. You drag, sometimes, what does it mean? Mashcheini achrecha nerutza. If you're dragging me, what am I running? If I'm ready to run, what do you have to drag me? Sometimes a person's in bed, he wants to get up, but just can't get out of bed. So if you drag him out, he'll run. First time we're in bed, drag us out and see how we run. Mashcheini will run to you with every bit of ahav and with every bit of heart, every bit of neshama. Just take us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. It's the time to take us out of the Mitzorim, out of the Gvulim, out of the boundaries of Golus. HaKadosh Baruch should help us. And we should have the schus to be the Kabel. This Shabbos Kodesh, Eliyo HaNovi, Lifnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGodol VaHanoyre. Wouldn't it be beautiful? We can greet him with the Psukim as we're reading the Haftarah. And then we'll hear the Shoifel Shem Mashiach. And we'll be zoichet to eat the Korban Pesach and the new Beis HaMikdosh, the Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Meirah B'Yameinu Amen.